This is Senator Bob Dole. Fidel Castro's unfavored radio station is 2 years old. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Radio Marti, America's powerful voice of freedom to Cuba, recently celebrated its second anniversary on the air. And Bob Dole says, happy birthday and many more to come. For the beleaguered people of Cuba, it's the only way the truth will ever get through Fidel Castro's wall of lies. With 2 million Cuban listeners, Radio Marti has become a real pain in the beard for Castro. And thanks to Radio Marti, Cubans have heard for the first time the horrors of Castro's secret wars in Nicaragua and Angola. And they have heard about the spread of AIDS in their homeland. No wonder Castro calls Radio Marti, quote, the Yankee imperialist radio broadcasts against Cuba. Ted, you don't criticize Castro and other left-wing dictatorships, but won't you sing happy birthday to Radio Marti?
Bob, let's set the record straight. I supported Radio Marti from the beginning. Its performance in the 2 years since it began daily broadcast from Washington to Cuba has exceeded both our expectations. Part of the success of Radio Marti is due to its appealing combination of soap opera, music, sports, and entertainment. Another popular feature is the personal messages beamed to citizens of Cuba from relatives living in the United States. The news operation has established a reputation for credibility that even Castro admits. Sometimes the Cuban government broadcasts Radio Marti material itself, without attribution. The biggest scoop of all was Radio Marti's disclosure that Cuba has a problem with AIDS, which forced the Castro government to disclose the truth. In the absence of diplomatic relations, the station has become an effective ambassador for the United States to Cuba. Radio Marti has had a good 2 years, Bob, and may the next 2 years be even better. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.